USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit ProstateOnePerDay.com. For special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Democrats in New Jersey breathe a big sigh of relief.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Burr, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen states want permanent daylight savings time, and they've passed resolutions or enacted a bill to do just that. It comes as many Americans get ready to change their clocks this weekend. Those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Minnesota, and Louisiana. Congress will not allow the change. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced his state is looking to use shipping containers as a potential barrier for its border wall with Mexico. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nails joins Fox News and says that's a great idea.
These are what you see on the back of 18-wheelers. Some of them are 25, 30 feet long, 8 foot tall. So if these individuals are going to approach one of those barriers, number one, some may attempt to climb over it, but many of them will stop and wait a minute, and then they'll move, you know, alongside that barrier and try to find an opening.
The state is also deploying 6,500 National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety members to the border to deter the latest migrant caravan from accessing border towns in Texas. Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin edged out former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe in a hotly contested governor's race in Virginia. Part of Youngkin's campaign was the issue of education, and he promises to reform the education system with everyone involved, particularly parents.
It really moves on to engaging at the grassroots level with teachers and school administrators and parents. And I've been very clear, parents are going to be engaged in their schools, and we're going to make sure that we have a really, really effective communication loop with parents so that we can take input.
Youngkin also promising to ban critical race theory from public schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.